Gordon Dunham, Pittsfield, Mass. You're having a conversation about the Cantor upset, the fact that during the election, talk radio had videos of people amassing across the border and how it was Cantor's fault. His opponent knew exactly what would get the right mad. And when that happened, they voted in mass numbers. And I believe this was the major reason for the upset, regardless of anything else. And Cantor was not there in his district to refute the arguments.
I'm calling from Hartford, Connecticut, and I listen to the Media Project. I think everybody has missed the point on this Eric Cantor thing and the guy that beat him. One thing he did campaign on was the status of Wall Street and the excessive salaries, and I don't think the media realizes how annoyed people are with the Wall Street and the high salary, and maybe if they need to take a closer look at it.
Jim Gilbert, North Pownell, Vermont. Once again, Paul Elisha hit it spot on. I'm beginning to like him.
This is Rob Sinclair, the death penalty. Let the Supreme Court pull the lever to execute. If the American people really believed in God, they would let God take care of it. But it just goes to show you the faith that the American people have in God when they have to do their uncivilized revenge and bloodthirsty nonsense. Let God take care of it. That's not going to happen because the American people really don't believe in God. And they say they do, but they really don't.